This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing. FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. That's right, you'll get up to $500 back in racing credit if your first horse racing bet doesn't win. With FanDuel Sportsbook, you can even watch and bet select races live right in the app. So, bet horse racing on the same app where you bet all your other favorite sports. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Congratulations. 5 o'clock on Friday. Quitting time. Not for me. Austin Norman with you, holding down the fort on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat and every type of cut. 2 Lincoln locations you can visit. One at 84th and Havelock, the other at 30th and Yankee Hill. And fret not, Omaha listeners, there's one up by you too. Certified Piedmontese Mercado location out on 168th and Maple Streets. 402-464-5685, the starter Heyman text line open for you. The question, Sean, will get us kicked off with, who are the 3 Huskers that you're most interested in watching this upcoming season? 402-464-5685. Send me a text. Shoot me a comment if you're watching on the streams. Also brought to you by Starter Heyman Jewelers, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Drop a comment there. It'll pop across the wire, and I will get to it. All right, Sean, we'll give you the honors of leading us off. He says they're pretty obvious, but so important. First one he lists, Dylan Raiola. Yep, I'm sure that's going to be a name that's at the top of most people's lists. 5-star recruit, highest rated recruit in school history, or very close to it. For a long time was the number one quarterback prospect in his class, might have fallen off of that lofty perch just a little bit. But regardless, a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the class that Ohio State wanted, that had, who got away, that Georgia wanted, they had him, he got away. USC and Lincoln Riley wanted him, as did many other programs, but Nebraska got him. Nebraska ended up with him. And it comes not a year too soon after the quarterback struggles of last season. Just for a reminder of what the numbers were for Husker quarterbacks last year, this is just through the air. Heinrich Harburg, in 10 games, threw 157 passes, completed 49% of them for 967 yards, 7 touchdowns against 7 interceptions. Chubba Purdy threw the ball 57 times, completed 54% of his passes for 382 yards, 2 touchdowns against 3 picks. And then Jeff Sims, best completion percentage of the bunch, 28 out of 47, that's just shy of 60%. 1 touchdown against 6 interceptions. On the ground, Heinrich Harburg led the way, 477 rushing yards on 120 carries over his 10 games. So 12 carries a game, he averaged just about 4 yards a rush, punched it into the end zone 5 times. Chubba Purdy had the long touchdown run against Wisconsin, 180 yards on 29 carries in that 1 touchdown. And of course, Jeff Sims, right? 189 yards on the ground on 42 carries, had the 1 touchdown. We know turnovers were a problem. I don't think Nebraska will put its quarterback in harm's way nearly as often this year as it did last year, especially not if it wants to keep Dylan Raiola around. You had to present a plan to him that he was comfortable with and happy with to be able to get him to commit in the first place and to not make you the next school that Dylan Raiola would commit to and then walk away from. Remember, he was committed to Ohio State first, and then he committed to Georgia. It was never a sure thing that Nebraska was going to get him, and even once he committed to Nebraska, I'm sure it felt final to us, but if he had committed to Ohio State and then Georgia and then USC, would we be saying the same thing? Oh, it was destiny. Oh, it was meant to be, third time's the charm. I'm not so sure we would. Obviously, we're hopeful that it works out. We are hopeful that Dylan Raiola is everything that he is being advertised as. I would assume he's the odds-on favorite if there were odds on such a thing to take the first snap against UTEP. And once again, 50 days. Countdown is officially on. 50 days till we see Husker football in live action again. Training camp, fall camp will open up July 31st. Don't forget, there is that open practice that you can buy tickets to for $25, huskers.com/tickets. All the proceeds from those tickets that you can go to a practice and watch on August 3rd, all the money will go to the NIL fund, right? Kickback and help Husker student athletes. So if that's something you are inclined to do, huskers.com/tickets. That supports the 1890 initiative and the Husker student athletes. So yeah, Dylan Raiola, obvious, yes. Important, yes. Next guy on Sean's list is Thomas Fedoni. Interesting pick, and I'm curious if there's more in the tank for Thomas Fedoni. 25 catches, 260 yards, and 4 touchdowns for the Council Bluffs product. The most important stat, though, for Thomas Fedoni is he played in all 12 games. Guy that had 2 terrible knee injuries, came back and in his first full season of action, played in 12 games. Things that were obvious, the catch radius. He's long, he's athletic, he's got good hands, he can haul him in. And his chemistry with Heinrich Harburg was obvious. He was his favorite target all year long. What's not obvious is that all we're going to get out of Thomas Fedoni? Is that all he is? Athletic enough to get by, but I think the main selling point for Thomas Fedoni was that he was an athletic mismatch, that linebackers couldn't cover him, and neither could corners, neither could safeties. I'm not going to say Thomas Fedoni is uncoverable. He's not Kyle Pitts. He's not Brock Bowers. I'm not saying he has to be, but a high 4-star tight end from just across the river, the expectations were high for him. I think a more accurate and more consistent passing game can get Fedoni up in the neighborhood of 50 catches. If he could double his output, that'd be big. I don't know if he needs to be a big explosive play threat, but if he can be the consistent kind of garbage time, not garbage time, but garbage points sort of guy, right? He's the big, tall target in the red zone. Go to him. I hope he has a really low ratio, or high ratio, I guess it would be, of catches to touchdowns, right? If Thomas Fedoni has 20 catches on the year and 7 of them go for touchdowns, fine by me. That works out well. It tells me Nebraska has a plan in the red zone. But again, for a guy that struggled with injuries early in his career, for him, Thomas Fedoni, to play all 12 games last year, I think is a huge step. Now let's see him with a full offseason of confidence from having to been seen in all 12 games last year and playing the role that he did. Yeah, Thomas Fedoni makes sense to me. And then Ty Robinson. Ty Robinson there in the heart of the Husker defense. Last year, the line for him did play in all 12 games. 29 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and 1 sack. He did have 6 passes defended and recovered 1 fumble. Interesting numbers for a guy who lined up primarily at defensive end. Did slide inside a fair amount as well, but if you're telling me Ty Robinson is a defensive end at the next level, he's got to have 5, 6, 7 sacks at least this year. And I think that potential is still in him, especially with another year of development from Nash Hutmaker, another year of development from Cam Lenhart, Principal Uman Mielen. Those are two guys that I definitely have my eye on as young edge rushers Lenhart is a more traditional defensive lineman, Umad Mielen, at that jack position. But Augie brings up another name here, Jamari Butler. Jamari Butler fascinates me to no end. What a career he's had. Last year, 34 tackles, 8.5 of them for loss, as well as 5.5 sacks. He defended 2 passes and forced a fumble. You really feel like Jamari Butler has come into his own as a player. Freshman year, only played in 2 games, no tackles. 2022, played in all 12 games, only recorded 9 tackles, 1.5 for loss. He burst onto the scene with the 8.5 tackles for loss and the 5.5 sacks last year. Let's say Jamari Butler ups that to 12 tackles for loss and 8 sacks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nebraska's defensive line sure ought to be a top five group in the Big Ten, which probably makes it a top five group nationally. If Jamari Butler's able to take that step forward, complement the run-stopping ability that Nash Huttmacher has in the middle. 40 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, and 4.5 sacks for the Polar Bear last year, as well as 2 passes defended. That trio of guys has a chance to write its name in Nebraska record books. I don't say that lightly. I really honestly don't. It's going to take some work. They need to take a step forward. But if those three players combined take a step forward, I think it makes things easier for the linebackers and the defensive backfield. Augie, I'll get to your other two players here in just a minute. I want to stick with the defense for a little while before we turn our attention to the offense. I mentioned the second and third levels of the defense. The defensive line having a disruptive year goes a long way for, I think, three guys. First one is MJ Sherman. Didn't at all live up to the billing on the field. Played in all 12 games, but only 16 tackles, 1.5 for loss, and 1.5 sacks. No interceptions, no passes defended, no fumble recoveries, no forced fumbles. The former five-star recruit that has the Georgia pedigree, that knows what it's like to be in a championship locker room. And maybe that's where MJ Sherman is paying dividends, and I'm not going to knock that. It's certainly a contribution. But for a guy that's 6'2", 250, five-star athletic pedigree, rave reviews from the Georgia coaching staff about the young man that he is in that locker room, show me something, MJ Sherman. That jack position still doesn't have a for-sure starter. Umad Mielen, Sherman. First two guys that come to mind for me. If you're MJ Sherman, it's now or never. You're a senior. It's your last go-around in college football. Show us what you got in the tank. Empty it and have a standout year on the field. I'm waiting to see it. Elsewhere in the linebacker core, John Bullock. Matt Rhule has come out and straight up said, John Bullock is an NFL player. Now, do I believe that? I'm not so sure I do. John Bullock can be a fine college player. He's got some work to do if he's going to be an NFL player, unless he's, you know, hanging on to the bottom of a roster special team spot. John Bullock, 5 tackles as a freshman, 1 as a sophomore, and then last year played in all 12 games in that rotational role in the stack middle linebacker spot. 50 tackles, 2.5 of them for loss, 1.5 sacks, as well as 2 passes defended and 1 forced fumble. Linebacker is easily, and I mean easily, the position that I have the most questions about on this Nebraska roster. I've penciled John Bullock in as a starter because the staff seems high on him. And in terms of returners, he's really what they've got. Javon Wright, not a true linebacker. Isaac Gifford, same way. Reimer, gone. Henrich, gone. Mekhi Bayer finished 2 tackles behind Tommy Hill, had about half of John Bullock's total. Bayer played in all 12 games, really came onto the scene later in the year. Is it those two guys starting at linebacker? Does Stephon Thompson, the Syracuse transfer, have anything to say about it? A guy I mentioned with Jay, Vincent Shavers, out of the state of Florida. Does he have anything to say about that competition? Not only do I have questions about Nebraska's middle linebacker starters in this 4-2 or 3-3-5 defensive setup, I have questions about the depth. Before, you could at least point to and say, oh yeah, we got Chris Kolarovic back there, a guy that played some football at Northern Iowa before transferring over. You could say, oh, you have Ateva Maga-Clements, right? An LSU guy as depth. I'm not sold on Nebraska's linebacker depth right now. It's youth. Not going to say they're not talented guys. I'm sure they are. But we haven't seen the depth in action, and even the starters, we don't know much about. One full year of John Bullock, 12 games from Mekhi Bayer, but not all 12 spent at linebacker. He paid his dues on special teams early in the year before getting his crack. He was fine. Not necessarily a difference maker, but he didn't look overwhelmed out there. And then Stephon Thompson, how quickly can he get up to speed or re-up to speed again in the middle of that defense there in the 3-3-5? The other defender that I've got my eyes on this year is Tommy Hill. I know he's a headliner of the team. It's not a deep, insightful pick necessarily, but Tommy Hill has the chance to be special, man. You see the speed. You see the instincts. His hips are pretty darn good. I want to see Tommy Hill take on the challenge of being that true number one corner and put up numbers in it. Last year, I think you would still argue that Quentin Newsom was the number one corner, at least coming into the year. 37 tackles, 1 for loss, 1 pick, 3 passes defended, and a fumble recovery for Newsom. Tommy Hill's line was great. 26 tackles, 4 interceptions, 9 passes defended, a fumble recovery for 10 yards. Tommy Hill made the leap. As soon as he settled on that position, you saw the outline of a shutdown corner in Tommy Hill. And I think he has that potential in him. But let's see it again. Cornerback is such a volatile position. Maybe less so in the college game, maybe less so in the Big Ten, but Tommy Hill's going to be tested. He's absolutely going to be tested. Think about Colorado and the athletes that they'll be able to throw out there on the field. Can Tommy Hill not just be out there, but can Tommy Hill make a game-changing play if Colorado, Shedeur Sanders, tries to throw to his side of the field? Think about Purdue. Who knows what they're going to be, but they've thrown the ball around the yard quite a bit. Hudson Card's still there. Upper-level guy. Can Tommy Hill make a play there? I think about the game against, Ohio State? No, Marvin Harrison Jr. is not there anymore. Got drafted in the top 5. Still plenty talented. Still lots going on in Columbus. Pardon me as I grab a drink there. Oh, and then by the way, USC. One of the most explosive teams in the country, consistently. Am I sold on Miller Moss? I am not. Am I sold on Lincoln Riley's ability to coach offense? Yes, I am. USC is going to put up some points this year. I really believe that. Even in the transition to the Big Ten. I'm not worried about USC's offense. Even if I don't know who the guys, who the dudes are, I know there's going to be a challenge for Tommy Hill out there on the field. for Nebraska against USC. And I think that's a toss-up game. I can see USC turning that game into a track meet and running away with it. I can see Nebraska being physical enough, overwhelming USC's offensive line and giving the USC quarterbacks and wide receivers a tough time. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but maybe part of the maturation process in the next step for Tommy Hill is within the boundaries of the scheme and still listening to Tony White as defensive coordinator, and we'll see what John Butler, the newly minted secondary coach, has to say about this. Can Tommy Hill press? Not press, try too hard to make a play, but can Tommy Hill play press coverage? Can he be up on the line of scrimmage, you know, going step for step, toe-to-toe with some of these great athletes, because he himself is one of them? The cushion that Nebraska defensive backs give opposing receivers, I'm sure, is schematic. But either that cushion has to go away, press up and play some, you know, legitimate man-to-man lockdown defense, or if you're not athletic enough, get better athletes. Get out there. Make life hard on those wide receivers. Those first 5 yards where you can hand fight and you can be physical, knock them on their can. I want to see that from Tommy Hill. The playmaking and the attitude, I think, would go a long way. Who are some players I'm watching on offense? Augie sent in a couple, and they might just be on my list. Husker players on offense that you're curious to watch this next season, hit me up with them, 402-464-5685. More Old School after this.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.